And those bands, that's another thing, you see, because they got these, well, they got some of the best Negro bands that you can get. And they, the week before Carnival, they put on a practice parade around their neighborhood, and you ought to see that. Now that is comical. They march around in one of their old costumes, and they go through just like if they was Carnival Day, and they put it on. And boy, they play when the Saints come marching in, and Bye Bye Blackbird, and play any all these good songs.
Can you tell me about your school and everything when you were coming up here?
Well, I tell you, I really didn't have too much school, and I'll tell you the reason why. My mother, you see, my dad died when we were very young. So I left my mother with my sister, my brother, myself, and two cousins. And we were put over the river with an aunt of mine on a dairy farm. My brother was up there with an uncle of mine. My sister was with another aunt, and my cousins, same thing. Until it was time, you know, we got up to come on and get back together again, which my mother went to work in one of these bag factories. And I was shining shoes on a river on these boats, selling newspapers. I got up to about the sixth grade, and I went to the night school. And, my brother, he picked up Savannah on a WPA, and he got a pretty good break. He ran across a gentleman that was a graduate from Northwestern University around Illinois, and he learned in the ropes how to be a surveyor. So he got him a very beautiful job with the Louisiana Power and Light Company as a head surveyor over there. And he's on a pension now. And my sister, well, she's got a pretty good school. Well, I got most of mine around the street, you know, picking it up as I come along. But I tell you, out there on the river, between these shining shoes on these ships, selling newspapers, well, it was something. I mean, it helped to put a little food on a table. But we all had a pitch in, you understand? That's what the case is back out there. Everybody had to get out and do a little something, you know, because everybody was so poor, it was really pitiful. And they talk about, no, man. They're living off the fat of the land now. I don't see anybody going hungry. Out there, they weren't hungry, believe me.
You lived out on the dairy farm?
I stayed over there, yeah, with my uncle for about 8 years until we could all get together again, you see, after
Where was that?
Over in Gretna, right across the river. Over there around the back of Terrytown, is what they call it now. But if you get off the Jackson River Ferry, you could go back Lafayette Avenue, and they had about 35 dairies over there. Now they don't have one dairy over there. When they put the bridge up, that was the end of everything. You go over in Gretna, you see eventually, now this is called, New Orleans is going to be a suburb, and your outlining is going to be your big city. Why? Because if you notice, everybody's pulling out of the city. And they're tearing everything down. You can believe it. I mean, the difference in your registration. Now, you go up in Fat City. You ever gone up there?
Fat City?
Up in Jefferson, yeah.
They call it Fat City.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, there was a fella up there. He opened a snowball stand along the highway there. And he was fat. And they call it Fat City. And ever since that, it just took. And believe me, boy, that took everything off of Bourbon Street. It's all up in Fat City now.
Really?
Positively. All your entertainment, everything that you want to see that was on Bourbon Street, it's all up in Fat City.
Well,